Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. US equity futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.4% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly firmer Asian markets overnight, although they finished off their best levels, while European equity markets are softer after limited upside in early trade. Bond yields are lower, with the US 10-year yield around 1 basis point lower at 2.96% and the Bund flat at 1.04%. Oil is up, gold is down, industrial metals are mixed, and cryptocurrencies are lower. The market's appetite for risk is holding up following yesterday's rally, which came amid better China COVID headlines, while US retail sales also beat expectations. Fed Chair Powell has maintained his support for a 50 basis point hiking path and implied that 75 basis point hikes are off the table. Other Fed members also support 50 basis point rate hikes in the near term. Chicago Fed President Evans said that by December, he expects to have completed any 50 basis point moves and implemented at least a few 25 basis point hikes. St. Louis Fed President Bullard said that 50 basis point rate hikes remain a good plan to bring inflation down. And Cleveland Fed President Mester said that 50 basis point hikes in June and July would be perfectly reasonable with inflation unacceptably high. Some strategists have highlighted depressed sentiment indicators and positioning as a positive. However, there is also caution over the inflation outlook, monetary tightening, China's economic outlook, and the impact from the war on Ukraine. On the data front, attention in Europe is on a new 40-year high for UK inflation, leaving pressure on the Bank of England to tighten after strong employment data yesterday. Chancellor Sunak is working on a package of measures to support households. In Asia overnight, Japan's economy shrank in the first quarter, but the contraction was smaller than expected. Reuters Tanken showed that Japan manufacturer sentiment fell to a 15-month low in May, China home prices fell for the first time since December, and Australia's first quarter wage price index grew by less than expected. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, building permits, housing starts, and crude inventories, while Canadian CPI is also due to be released. And among the companies due to post their results before the open today, Analog Devices, TJX, Target, and Lowe's. In corporate news, Bloomberg cited comments from the JetBlue Airways CFO at a conference yesterday, where she said that the airline is working with consultants to set targets for a new round of cost cuts. Asian equities finished broadly higher on Wednesday on a read across from the rally in US stocks. Greater China markets initially saw buyers, but overall was held back by underperformance in Hang Seng's tech sector and Shanghai's energy names. Technology stocks in Taiwan and South Korea were up on a read-through from the rally in the US overnight. Australia saw gains in major mining stocks, and Japan saw a broad advance. In regional news, there were positive reactions from a symposium that included top Chinese officials and tech executives, where Vice Premier Liu He said that the government will support the development of digital economy companies and their public listings. China is experiencing COVID flare-ups in other cities as Shanghai begins to slowly ease restrictions. The damage that lockdowns are doing to China's economy were again laid bare, with data showing that China home prices had fallen for the 8th consecutive month as lockdowns compounded real estate market headwinds from slowing economic growth and tight financing. European equity markets are softer 2 hours into the session. In regional news, The Telegraph reported that the European Union will offer concessions to the United Kingdom on the Northern Ireland Protocol, but has threatened a trade war if Prime Minister Johnson refuses to compromise. Reuters reported that European Central Bank President Lagarde has given national central bank chiefs more say on policy amid criticism that Chief Economist Lane underestimated inflation. And the European Union plans to publish Repower EU proposals to sever ties with Russia and augment energy independence. Expansion of LNG has been discussed at length. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.